Joining us in the room is Pablo Francisco. He's going to be at the Brea Improv May 26th through the 29th.
Come on down.
You call 714-482-0700. Now, I've been sitting over here for the last hour, and I've been watching Gina and Danny huddle up and whisper to each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And at first I thought, well, they just don't want me to hear. Apparently that just wasn't the case. But they have created fun for you.
Oh, yeah?
Gina, explain, please.
Okay, so you, as many people know, are quite the accomplished impressionist. And obviously well, comedian.
You.
Absolutely. Thank you. And we thought it might be fun for you to read an excerpt from an erotica novel, but I will be in charge of who you read it as.
Okay.
So I'll just sort of randomly shout out characters and you just switch and keep reading.
Okay.
All right. Ready? Here we go. Let's start with Casey Kasem.
All right. Nice shoes. She lifted Cece's skirt and approved the panties with a nod.
Keanu Reeves.
And then she ran her thumb over his head, right? And then she slipped in the fabric, right? Rolled around in it. She smiled, and then the rings on her face just showed an intense smile.
Michael J. Fox.
And then he kissed her again, right? And then he played with Cece's hair, right? Settled on the crown of her head. And it was incredible. Then she pressed down on her. She said, Mallory? Okay, but anyhow, you know.
Movie voiceover king Don LaFontaine.
Cece remembered it was from high school. And thought it would be a good porn. And he conquered and made her believe it was the real world.
Chris Rock.
What's it after that? Maybe she caused some kind of freakish San Francisco snowfall. Submission and masturbation station.
Kermit the Frog.
Then she started pulling it like a 12-gauge shotgun. I had an orgasm as if my wiener was a broken sprinkler head.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm Casey Kasem.
Good. So good.
Ouch.